The TCC softball team is playing for a shot at a national championship starting Wednesday in Utah. The trip caps a series of state and regional wins for the team, including knocking off higher-ranked teams during the season. In a video posted on TCC's athletics website, head coach Patty Townsend says the team has been focused on one goal all season, getting to nationals.
The kids have just worked extremely hard this year. They've been focused from the get-go of what they wanted and what their goals are for this year.
TCC softball team clinched its first conference, district, and state titles in more than 16 years. They now go into the start of the national championship series, ranked number 3 in the nation.
We are here to play one pitch at a time, one strike at a time.
That's FAMU softball head coach Veronica Wiggins, heard in this video on FAMU's athletics website, giving the team a pre-game boost. The women's softball team at Florida A&M University is heading to regional playoffs after winning the Mid-Eastern Athletics Conference title. Assistant softball coach Lori Goodart says it's a big deal for the team.
You know, this is our opportunity for our girls to continue playing. You have to really win the conference. And being that we haven't been back since 2009, you know, this is a whole new set of girls, a whole new experience for them. And I couldn't be more excited for them.
FAMU will face off against the University of Florida this weekend, a series Goodart admits will be tough, especially because UF beat FAMU during the regular season. The FAMU men's baseball team scored a big upset against the UF men's team a few weeks ago. The men's team has also won a division title, the first in at least 17 years. If the FAMU men's baseball team can win the conference title, says FAMU athletic spokesman Alvin Hollins, it'll be the first time since 1994 that both FAMU teams have brought home a conference title in the same year.
That's what we're hopeful for, and then it would be the first regional appearance ever for a FAMU baseball team if they can win the conference.
That's not bad right there. You're starting to get it there a little bit.
Yeah.
So even that pitch that would beat you before now, it's...
As the Rattlers gear up for big games this weekend, they won't be alone. At Florida State University, the women's softball team is also hard at work. Some players are working at perfecting their swing, and others are running a series of drills on the field. Above it all sits Lonnie Alameda, FSU softball head coach. She's in her office above the playing field studying game footage of Fordham University. The school FSU will play this weekend in the first round of playoffs after winning the ACC Conference Championship.
So we're just watching the hitters a little bit, so when we get together with the pitching staff, we can make a game plan for how we want to attack them. And then we got to get after USF in South Carolina, so we're ready to go. And then we're also pre-planning and watching some video from next weekend, too, because you just never know.
Alameda says it's an exciting time, especially since FSU got all the way to the semifinals last year. This time, they're trying to go all the way to the College World Series and will get to play the first round this weekend at home. Junior Lacey Waldrop was also on the team last year, and she's hungry for a national title.
We've been to regionals every year that I've been here, so that's definitely a staple for the program, always in postseason. And this year, just kicking it into the next level and being a top 8 seed is huge because, I mean, that just gives you such an advantage, and it shows you how much respect that people have for our program, and it's just fun to be a part of it.
What makes this year all the more remarkable is that all 3 school ball teams are vying for big championship wins at the same time. Between FAMU, FSU, and TCC softball and baseball, Tallahassee could soon be home to yet another major collegiate sporting title. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.